And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 132, What We Are Reading.
Yeah.
And I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Murray Fox.
And Caleb Gerard is in a mission in deep space. It's very, very secret, and we tell you about it, but then we'd have to kill you.
Yeah.
Let's see, over the internet, pretty much make you have to use Apple products. That's about the same. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
What? Hey.
Just kidding. Anyway, let's see.
That would be like dying and going to heaven.
okay. Anyway, what we're going to talk about is things that we've been reading and enjoying. And it's always fun listening to Murray say that, because every time we do one of these, he's like, stuff I've never heard of, and ends up, nine times out of ten, I end up reading myself, so we should see how that goes.
I'm sure you've heard of everything I've read this time.
All right, well, that's good.
I think.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, let's do it. You start off? All
righty, sure. I picked up. Digitally, even. I didn't even go to the store because it was sold out at the store. Huh. But I picked up the new She-Hulk, and I liked it.
Really?
Yeah, it's Charles Soule, I think, yeah. And Javier Peludo.
Okay.
And it's good. I like it a lot. It's lighthearted, and it's fun. And it followed, there wasn't a whole bunch of superheroing going on. It was mostly, She-Hulk doing the lawyer thing, but it was fun. She's working for the, sorry, excuse me, the cough that wouldn't die.
Oh, yeah.
She is working for a lawyer's office agency.
Really?
I don't know what you call it. A lawyer's firm. Oh, she's working for a firm.
That's it. A firm. And, you got it.
And they have hired her just because she's got connections with all the superhero crowd, and they're hoping to get some of that superhero law money come their way. But, of course, she's not going to use her friends in that way. So they part ways. They part company and She-Hulk goes to the bar to drown her sorrows at losing a job, and she...
This is all in the first issue?
This is all in the first issue, yeah.
My goodness.
It's a very talky first issue. It's good. She meets up with a lady and takes on the lady's case, who's got a case against Tony Stark.
Okay.
So She-Hulk says she's not really going to take the case because most of the lawyering stuff is done after hours, in just little informal chats, and she knows Tony Stark, so she's going to go chat with him, and it's fun. I won't reveal the whole outcome there, but it's a neat little chat. She goes and she eventually meets up with Tony after she goes through his legal department, and it looks like it's been set up. There's a couple. It's a done in one. It's definitely a single issue story, but there's lots of little plot threads that are being dropped that will probably be picked up in later issues. There's some mysterious blue file that she's got, which is some, I'm sure, mysterious case that we'll learn of later on down the aisle, and it's good. Charles Soule has a great ear for her dialogue and I like the art by Javier Pulido. I like it a lot. It's kind of in the style of Marcos Martín. So if you liked, if you like Marcos Martín or that sort of more cartoony, loose style, this book might be right up your alley. It's definitely more on the cartoony side of artwork stuff, but I liked it. Colored nicely. It's bright. It's not all one shade of brown. It's a good read. It was fun. I will definitely pick up the next one.
Huh. Interesting.
Holy, yeah. No, I liked it. I meant to try some of the new Marvel Now stuff, and...
You know, we should probably... I totally have spaced that. I was wanting to read some of that, too, and look at all the ones that were not changing numbers and all that stuff, and I just... Work has been a pain in the butt.
Work. Blah.
Yeah.
Blah.
We were talking about that in the pre-show. It's
yes.
Very ugly.
What else was on? I think Winter Soldier, the Winter Soldier miniseries came out this week, and I saw the cover. I didn't pick it up, but I thought the cover looked pretty, it was eye-catching. It had, like, big, fancy, like, the Winter Soldier logo was kind of built into the image, so it was,
interesting.
Looked kind of pop arty, but
yeah.
I didn't pick it up and look through it, because... Well, just because the Winter Soldier doesn't do much for me. But that doesn't mean it's not a good book. I mean,
that's an interesting concept that from that. And I've seen an ad, and it looks like they're going to do it pretty close. It might even use the same actor that was Bucky in the first one. So that should be interesting.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean the miniseries, the comic.
I know, I don't know, I was throwing in some movie stuff in there too, but, what I was trying to say was that it's an interesting concept, but I don't know how far, I mean, they might be overplaying it, but I'm sure they're putting that out because of the movie, so, anyway.
That's probably true, that is probably true.
That's what I was trying to.
Gotcha.
Just didn't do a good job of it.
No worries. I think the miniseries is set back when he... I don't know the whole history of the Winter Soldier all that much. I guess he was like...
It's Bucky.
Thawed and, yeah, Bucky. Yeah. But I mean, I guess he was like frozen and de-thawed and frozen again, and they kind of took him out as they need him, so...
Oh, is that what the deal is? Okay.
I think so. So I think this adventure is when he was...
Yeah.
I think it's set in the 50s or 60s, maybe.
Oh,
don't take my word for it, but I don't think it's... It's definitely not set in the here and now. It's
uh-huh.
Looks like it's more of a times past adventure.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Now, here is my little one is a little gem I found on Thrillbent, and it's on Comixology now, which you can read this for free.
All right.
My thing is I don't remember to go, because you can go to the website and read all this stuff for free, and they've got, you know, what Mark Waid does best, and he's helping all the comics that are on there. They have a whole bunch of stuff except for it, not just the things that he does. He helps other people, you know, get on there. And I guess they take submissions from people. But anyway, the name of this is The Damnation of Charlie Wormwood. I kept seeing the ads for this on their site. And when I saw it pop up on Comixology, I thought, well, you know, I'll get the first one and pick it up. And, you know, right off the bat, the first thing you're going to think is Breaking Bad when I tell you a little bit about what this is about. But the difference being that the two people that are writing this, these are all the two people that write this, they work in a prison. They're teachers, and they teach prisoners, you know. So all of these little snippets of stories that they hear, that they tell in this, are stuff that was really told to them. Now, whether the stories are true or not, but still, you know, these are quote-unquote true stories. And, you know, except for, you know, the they've taken their characters and turned them into this fictional thing. But basically, the whole deal is the main character, Charlie Wormwood, is a, you know, family man. His son is very sick. He doesn't make that much money in the prison, and he has a photographic memory. And one of the there's a drug dealer in there that learns of this, and because of the mounting debt that he's getting, and they cut the insurance even on him. And yeah, his son's terminally ill. And so he basically agrees to use his photographic memory to pass messages to from this drug drug lord, I guess you could say, to his minions. You know, he doesn't touch. I won't touch drugs. Blah blah blah. But whatever. But it's. The writing's really good, and the, I mean, it, they're really using that, what that first Infinite comic had, where, you know, it's a, well, you know, some people complain it's like a PowerShell or PowerPoint presentation, but they do a real good job of how they do it, and, you know, You turn a page and maybe there's a slight change in the facial structure and or, you know, one balloon goes away and a new one comes up.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And it's done really well. Yeah.
Now, are all of Thrill Then stuff on Comixology?
Not all of them. Let's see. Kindle, I want Comixology back. Oh, no, not all of them are. But, I'm trying to think what else. Right now, I found the insufferable one that Wade did, which is along kind of the same lines as his Irredeemable and, I forget the other one. But Insufferable is a real good one, too. But they have select ones on there. And I don't know if they're printing anything or not, but they're real cheap. I think they're like, it was $1.99 or even 99 cents in some cases. And it'll take several daily or weekly chapters of it and put it in one comic.
So I get it.
Issue one's like 5 or 6 chapters or whatever. Anyway, that's what it's like.
When you go to the Thrill Bent site, mm-hmm. Do you pay there as well? Like, or do they?
No, it's completely free.
So the Thrill Bent site is free, and do they have all their stuff there? Or
they do. In fact, you can download. Let me go to the site here, real quick. Again, you can get. Okay, throw them in here. We go. You can get CBR versions of some of their stuff. You have to sign up with an account. But you can. There is an actual shop that you can buy some things.
Right.
For example, Shop Thrillbit Comics. You can download them right from there. In PDF format, $1.99 a piece. From there, but if you wanted, to put it on a mobile device or whatever, or you know, like I said, I forget to go to the website every so often. But meanwhile, the comics themselves are actually on there for free, and they've got quite a bit on here now, all kinds of genres and stuff. There's some horror, it looks like there's one from the same artist that does Roberson's superhero one, which Oedipus Rex or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Brain, I swear. I apologize, folks. I've been up late. Edison Rex, excuse me.
Oh, Edison Rex. Yeah.
Been doing some midnight shifts, people, and I apologize for my lack of brain power. But, anyway, this is, the description says, when his son lies at stake, a college professor treads a dangerous path to earn some side money. How far will a man walk into the darkness for his family? Of course, you know, first thing you think is, hey, you know, Breaking Bad. It's a very similar story. But it's done in black and white, and like I said, it's that whole, you know, the way they do the panels and stuff. And, like, on the website, it's, like, on chapter 28. I don't know how often it comes out there. But, anyway, yeah. And you can – they got CBZ downloads, which I think are DRM free. Yeah, you can just download each chapter in the CBR or CBZ format for those people that download their comics from other sources. You know what I'm talking about. They got an RSS feed, so, you know, you can just have it pop up in your inbox or whatever. But yeah, there's like, that's up to 28 chapters, and I think, I don't know how many's on Comixology right now, but I like the idea of giving these people money, just because, I mean, you read the first one, and it's really good, and, you know, you might even try, start out on the website and go from there, but they've got, 10 or 11 actual series that continue, and then there's some short stories on there too, and some of them look like this really good, some good art there. So this particular one's in black and white. So, but anyway, I really enjoy it. It's a, you know, if you read the, superhero stuff all day, or you're getting, you know, you want a little palate cleanser, and DC's not doing it for you right now, or Marvel isn't doing it for you right now. Some of the stuff on there is pretty good, so that's mine.
There you go, yes.
I really enjoy it.
It sounds good. I keep forgetting about Thrill, but it made a big splash.
Yeah, it started,
fell off my radar.
Yeah, I signed up for an account with them, and I get, like, updates and email, and, you know, still even then I forget, but when I see stuff on Comixology, I go ahead and get it. But that insufferable comic that Wade does, with it, it's a superhero comic. Imagine if, kind of synopsis of that is, it's like, you know, Batman and Robin, and Robin decides to go out on his own, and he's a real asshole, you know. Mm-hmm. That's basically the premise of it, and he, like, you know, makes their identities private or public and all this other stuff, and he's got Twitter feeds and PR department and, you know, all that. He's in it for the glory, not for the trying to help people thing. So, anyway.
Right.
So, actually, that's two. So, you know, if you want to do an extra one, go ahead.
Sure. What else have I picked? You know what? I picked up, I wasn't going to this week. I've been looking at my DC list, and there's not much left on it because most of the stuff that I was collecting is canceled. But,
yeah.
I was doing my own little culling of the DC list, and I was thinking, okay, Batgirl, Batwoman, I like them. Do I need to be buying them? I'll probably cut them from my list.
Yeah.
But it was a really short, small DC list, and the only thing in my pull box was Batgirl and, mm-hmm. Oh, Astro City's always good.
Yeah, I love that book.
But
even though it's $4, I still love
it. Yes, but I picked up Batgirl again. Like, I didn't pick up last month's Batgirl because it was that Gothtopia thing, and it didn't look like it was going to connect to the regular story being told in Batgirl anyway, so I just...
Yeah.
And I skipped the 0-year Batgirl because I don't care what she wasn't Batgirl. Like,
you'd think I would have picked all those tie-ins up, but I didn't because I didn't see it.
I don't think the 0 issue was being told by the regular creative team either, was it?
I don't know. I don't know. They've let it go.
I have this feeling it wasn't. So that was another reason to not. Anyway,
well, that's why the 28 came out. It had a different artist, have given what's his name a break. Capullo or yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Anyway, Batgirl. I enjoyed it. It was a solid Batgirl story. Eventually, they kind of finished up the Hunt for Batgirl storyline. The last regular issue was the end of that storyline. And they're starting a new one. I like the way Gail Simone writes Batgirl. I like the way she did Birds of Prey. And this is, it's a good, solid story you get. You get some of Batgirl's personal life. You get a good little adventure with a new creepy villain who I'm trying to figure it out if he sees the Bat characters as vampires, I think. And so he's trying to...
Sees them as what? You cut out there.
Oh, sorry. He sees them as vampires.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
So, yeah, he's trying to clean the world of the bats that are running Gotham. And so we see things from his point of view. We see Batgirl as sort of like this long-toothed vampire creature. And then we see things from Batgirl's point of view. And obviously, she's not a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they've really radically rechanged her origin in the new 52.
Well, they did do that Red Rain and all those Elseworld stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Not this time around.
Not yet, no.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. Like, there's, I don't know, it's a good, solid Batgirl story. If you like Gail Simone, if you like... And the artist is really good, too. I think it's Fernando Passarin, maybe?
Mm.
I like his stuff. He does a good realistic, but not painty realistic, but just, you know, good, solid, realistic comic-looking art that's very, very nice.
Yeah.
So I'm probably down for another storyline for Batgirl.
Cool.
I'm not sure yet about Batwoman.
I stopped that so long ago. I don't know about that anymore.
I don't want to bail on it because I kind of like the fact that you've got all these characters. Like, I like the back, the Betty Kane, whatever she's calling herself. She's not Flamebird. She's not Batgirl. So I like that character. And
yeah,
I like
Chase. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Batwoman. And I like Maggie Sawyer. Like, I like all these characters. So I want to give the book a really good, fair shake. But it's kind of falls into that long, like each story, like each issue is really decompressed kind of. And it's, if there were a little more story in each issue, I might be digging it a little more. I don't know. We'll see how it, I'll give it to the end of this first storyline, I think, with the new creative team.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll go from there. What else is on my DC list? I'm trying to think. There's very little. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman, I guess.
I really enjoy that book. I caught up back up on it.
Yeah, I think it's a book that reads well in chunks.
Yeah.
Issue by issue, it's okay. But I think if you read it all, like read a storyline at a time, it probably reads really well.
Yeah, I think that might have been why I kind of stopped for a while, was because of that. You know, I was reading it as it came out, and it kind of I just kind of got off of it. And so then I went back, and I had bought issues and hadn't downloaded and read them yet. And once I had done that, it was read them in big, huge chunk. It was a lot better.
Yeah, I don't know that they do a real good job of recapping the story. Like, it expects that you will have remembered what's going on, and it just kind of picks up from like where it left off. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You kind of have to be either rereading it fresh or have a really good memory.
Yeah.
Which I have.
Yeah. It'd be, I might even get it in trade I've been thinking about some of the new 52 stuff, which would be good to get in trade again. Batman stuff would be one. I'd like to reread some of that. And Wonder Woman would be another one.
Yeah.
Maybe Green Lantern before they screwed all those titles up. But anyway, it's a whole another podcast.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, one of mine would be one that I've heard Caleb talk about, and I've said it on Facebook too. Is this East of West by Hickman and let's see, Dragata.
Right.
Wow, what a book, Nick Dragata. I like alternate history stuff, and that's what this is. It's basically, it's got a lot of mysticism in it. You start off with the birth of three of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. But basically you find out the Civil War ended differently. The Indians came in and helped the Confederate States. So it ended differently, and the country split up into seven different nations, and Indians and all this other stuff, and you got Death walking around with a pistol, but then there's flying cars on top of it, or robot horses. It's the year 2064. So it's got all the crap that, I'm a big old West fan, and I love the sci-fi and alternate history stuff, and I just, like Caleb had said, this is a long haul book, and he does things for the long haul. And it's just, I like, you read through it and you figure out little bits of things that happened in history. And, Civil War is one of my favorite times in history. I had a ancestor that was big in the Civil War. They called him the Gray Ghost because he, did a lot of guerrilla warfare for the South, and seeing all that kind of stuff, I'm really enjoying it. To the fact where I got the volume one. I think it had five or six issues in it for on sale on Comixology, and wow, I was cooked. And so I went and started buying all the other issues. I might buy trades of it too. So it's my kind of thing. It's not for kids, that is for sure. It's definitely an adult book. There's a lot of gore, but it's got all the elements of stuff, and even a little cyberpunk, I think, in there. Just about every kind of genre of story I like is all in this book. So, except for superhero, I take that back. That's the only thing that isn't in this book. Everything else is. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was shocked. I was like, whoa, there's still good stuff out there. DC might not be doing it for me like it has been in the past, but this is Hickman, and this is put out by Image. They just let him do whatever the hell he wants. These are all his characters. They're not, Spider-Man or whatever, where he has to, hold back or whatever. And, it is some good stuff. And the art's really good too.
How many
issues?
Issues is up to now. Or how many,
you see.
How many trades? Better?
Well, they've got volume one on here, and that was 1 through 5, and then they've got the last issue that came out was 9, so they don't have 2 trades worth.
Right. So it would be easy to get caught up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
I may give it a look. I may.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they have like a discount on the first issue or whatever, but if any of that stuff sounds interesting to you, check out the first issue and you'll probably be hooked.
I know Comixology used to have, I think it was on Comixology, they had a number of Hickman's first issues were free, or
yeah, that was one of the sales.
There was a way you could sample a good chunk of his stuff, And this was before Stick West was...
Yeah, that might be still the case. The first issue might actually still be free. Let me see here. I can look it up here. I'm on here right now.
There you go.
I'll look it up while you are...
Yeah, the thing about Hickman, though, is hard to base his...
Yeah.
Like, his for me, anyway, his first issue would have to be amazing before I would seek anything out. And I think his stories read better once you've got a chunk of them read.
Yeah, let's see. Volume 1 is $10 right now.
That's all right.
But the issues are $1.99, so 2, 4, 6, 8. Well, yeah, it's the same either way. I think I got it for half that when I bought it. But yeah, $1.99 for the first issue, or $10 for the volume 1, whichever way you want to do it. Like I said, there's only 9 issues out right now.
Right.
I went ahead and subscribed to it. That's how much I liked it. So.
Wow.
Not very. I mean, I've taken some off of Valiant off my list lately. They've, I don't know. They kind of changed a little bit, but he's got a whole bunch of stuff out here.
They're planning to put out some new books too, aren't they, Valiant?
Yeah, they are. I read that they're going to stick with 10 books. We posted something in the Facebook page recently, and they're going to try to keep it 10 books. And I think, well, they changed the one I was really enjoying was Bloodshot, and then they added the And Hardcore, and I took it off my subscribe list. I mean, it's okay, and I think that's one of the ones they're going to cancel. So, and put in like Ninjak and something else. So,
gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, he's got a lot. Hickman's got a lot of stuff out there.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Between his Avengers, his Fantastic Four, and then all of his...
He was the one that won a pilot season, I guess.
This independent stuff, there is a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pax Romana, The Nightly News, Manhattan Projects, Red Wing, A Red Mass for Mars, Test Pattern. Some of it is ongoing, some of it's just limited series. Here's one called Secret. It seems like I heard about that. I don't know if that's I think that's supposed to be an ongoing. First issue of that's free, but I think it doesn't look like it's been touched in a while. But anyway, yeah, he's got a lot of stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers World is one. One of the new ones.
Right. Is that...
Did that take over for Avengers? I think it did.
Isn't Avengers World just a storyline?
No, it's an actual book. It is an actual book, yeah. First issue came out... let me see. It came out on January 8th. Issue 2 just came out... Oh, it came out on the 22nd. They're double shipping it as usual. So, and it's $4 book. But it's written by Hickman and Nick Spencer, not just Hickman. So, but yeah. I don't know. It says Earth Mightiest Heroes have returned from the stars. That must be in that inhumanity thing. But on the world they left behind, new threats have emerged, and Avengers will be tested like never before. In one cataclysmic day, the face of the Marvel Universe will change forever, and the fight for Earth's future will begin. I don't think this is a limited series. It doesn't say it is. So it's like in addition to Avengers.
Right.
So, yeah, interesting. I'm not sure what the difference is.
Yeah, we haven't... I don't even know what's going on in Avengers right now.
I don't either. I haven't read in a while.
Like, it all kind of led up to Infinity.
Yeah, number 13, that's where I stopped, I think. Yeah, I did. It led up to that.
But then I don't know what happened after that. Like, in... I don't know. I guess Infinity is still a big deal in.
I think what happened in it is, but the series itself is is done, and yeah, they want this. It was a 6-issue series with a bunch of tie-ins, and they have the, I take it, the collected edition is $75 on Comixology.
So wow.
I think they have, yeah, there you go. Infinity 1 through 6, New Avengers 7 through 12, Avengers 14 through 23, and Infinity Against the Tide, Infinite Comic 1 through 2, which really isn't that much for, that's not enough for, I bet you could get it cheaper on Amazon. Yeek.
Only.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
It is really high-tech, fancy schmancy.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time. I mean, I have a hard time getting collections on and paying like over $20 for something on Comixology that you really don't own. I don't mind doing it for the singles. And some of the trades I do that with, like Sixth Gun, which I'm thinking about picking up. They're putting out these deluxe hardcovers.
Yeah, those would be beautiful.
And it has like a year's worth in it, and I'm thinking about getting those. So, but that would be good. So, anyway, where were we? I think it's your turn now.
I picked up some of the Showcase.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I picked up what was the one? The one was Volume 2, I think, of Strange Adventures.
Oh, I bet that's good.
So it's it's fun though. Like it's who are the, well, just a whole bunch of different science fictiony type stories. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always aliens landing or robots attacking or there's not really any. I mean, there's no continuity from one story to the next. There's not really any returning characters or recurring mm-hmm. characters. They're all just single standalone stories, but they're, you know, they're DC science fiction from the '50s, and it's kind of fun. You've got some amazing, like you've got Carmen Infantino, you've got Gil Kane.
Yeah.
Then you've got the other one.
I really need to get some more of those Showcases, because there's a lot of stuff. Some of those Showcases have stuff isn't reprinted anywhere else, right?
Oh, totally. These Strange Adventures have, I don't think, ever been. I mean, the occasional story might have been reprinted somewhere, but for the most part, they haven't been. And they're fun. Like, they're fun to read. Sit down and read a couple of them and then move on and read something else. But they're always fun. They're goofy. Like, the volume I picked up has got these killer snowmen on the cover. With great big red laser eyes. I mean, how can you not? After this winter, how can you not see Killer Snowman and think, I gotta pick that up?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Yes. And the writers are, oh shoot, I forgot. I want to say Gardner Fox and John Broom and like some of those classic DC sci-fi guys. And they're not all gems. They are, you know, that you can tell that they're cranking out the stories.
Yeah.
To get the monthly book on the stands. But so, I mean, not everyone's going to be a winner, but they're good. And I love looking through it and thinking, okay, this is a Gil Kane story. This is a Carmen Infantino story. Because the ink, their style way back then is not, like, for me, the Gil Kane that I like best is Gil Kane in the 80s and 90s. As opposed to his, it depended who was inking him though. Like when he had a heavy inker that kind of washed over his style, it was, I didn't love it as much. And Carmen Infantino, I probably prefer his 60s style to the style that he had in the, like towards the end of the Flash there, the Trial of the Flash. That's not my favorite Carmen Infantino.
Right.
Artwork, but it's fun trying to pick out who did what, who did what story, and then looking at the effects of the inker, because the inker definitely played a role. Like there's sometimes when the Gil Kane stuff just jumps out, and you're like, oh, that's definitely Gil Kane, and then there are other times when you're like, I think it is, but
But
right, right.
Anyway, I've enjoyed those books. They're fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're fun, and the showcase books, you get, I mean, oh my gosh, you get so much.
Yeah. It's the black and white thing. It's kind of a turnoff for me, but I do have a couple. I just haven't read them. I'm still stacking up trades in
for some stories, yeah, the black and white would – yeah, no, I know. For some stories, the black and white thing is a turnoff too. Like I think – like if I were going to get a Justice League or a Green Lantern or a – you know, one of those colorful heroes, then you kind of want to have the color, but
right.
For these science fiction stories, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's
well, yeah, stuff like that I could see would be fun. Maybe some of the old Batman stories from the 70s or even before that, those Batman showcases might be cool. I've got a lot of archives already, like the Legion ones. I mean, I have all but the latest one that came out, the 13. I have all of them, so, I mean, buying those showcases would be, well, maybe giving for the little kids to read them or whatever.
Right, right, right.
Because I bought a couple of Flash ones for my nephew. He's a big Flash fan, so.
Yes, as well, he should be.
Yes, he should.
Those early Flash stories. Oh, that's the other thing I picked up. Oh, in the back issue bins, I picked up some issues that had been in my collection when I was like 9 or 10 and then vanished.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't
know if I got rid of them or if the mom got rid of them or if they just kind of vanished, but they vanished. Anyway, I picked up some old Flash comics. I can't remember the numbers.
Yeah.
It was before Iris was killed off.
Oh, yeah.
And it was – oh, it was around – 250, issue 250, I think, because Golden, it had the Golden Glider in it, so it was not her first appearance.
Okay.
But it was shortly after that, Golden Glider appears, and she creates, I don't think I've ever read her first appearance. But I did get her next couple of appearances. So it was somehow she found out that the Flash is Barry Allen.
Oh,
and she
wow.
blames the Flash for killing off her boyfriend, the Top.
Ah, yes.
And she creates this new superhero for Central City, the Ringmaster, and he his costume is just.
Yeah, that sounds silly.
He's got like a big giant ring around his eyeballs, like a ring sort of goggle mask. And,
yeah.
And he's wearing like a blue tights with like rings all around. Oh, it's cheesy 70s for sure.
Oh,
but
Lord.
And his rings can do whatever the writer needs them to do. So they hypnotize people and they float and they fly. And sure enough, he swoops in and Iris falls in love with him. He finds a way to make Iris fall in love with him. So the Golden Glider has hypnotized the Ringmaster to hypnotize Iris. And like within three pages, she's decided she no longer loves Barry. She's leaving him. She shacks up with the Ringmaster. And I've never found the conclusion to the story. I've got like the first two or three parts. I never did find the last part, but it was it was so much fun rereading it. Like it's just just watching Flash's poor personal life fall apart in the space of a couple of pages.
Yeah, that stuff is jeez.
Oh, I loved it. It was so much fun. Yeah. I had the longest run. I had a chunk of Flash stories from like the 70s and I don't know if it went into the 80s. It was definitely when Irv, I think I bought the Flash in chunks. So I bought it before Iris was killed.
Oh yeah.
And I wasn't reading Flash around the time she was killed, but afterwards I did. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, whatever was on the little spinner stand at the shortstop. So obviously I missed stuff.
But. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of stuff they're going to have at that convention I'm going to next month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Vendors and stuff. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's the best part of the convention. I love digging through the back issue bins.
Yeah. I haven't done that in a long time. So. There's some places up in Joplin, which is like half hour from here. Actually, even 20 minutes, actually, if depending on your, you know, speed, that you could do that. I just never – I've always been with somebody and not had the time. I need to just go – I might do that Monday. I'm off tomorrow, so I might just go up there and not tell anybody where I'm going and just go up there and go through the dollar bins. And I don't know if they have any cheaper bins or not, but there's another place up there that's the vintage stocks, more like a box store chain kind of thing. They sell used books and whatever, but there's a place called Hurley's Heroes that they do a lot of Magic the Gathering tournaments, but they got comics up there too. I might try that out. So,
right.
So I got to get out of the house. I was home for a week and a half working from home because my car was having issues. So I'm getting a little stir crazy. Woo-hoo. So, but anyway, so that, yeah, that's good. That's good stuff there for sure. What else we got?
Yes.
Yeah, because I bought a, speaking of those showcases, I bought a Booster Gold showcase off of Peter Rios.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Several years ago, and I still haven't gotten to that. I'm just in this habit of buying trades and stuff and just piling them up. You know, and I've got stacks of them I haven't even touched, stuff that I've never read. I don't know. It's like I'm expecting to be some kind of internet apocalypse or something. I don't know what's
going on. You'll have to wait for the next big snowstorm when you're sleeping in. And
yep. So
read. I bet the Booster Gold one would be fun. I remember that series, and I remember enjoying it. Like, it would be the first year or two in the showcase.
Yeah. But it's got the entire series in it, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got the whole thing. The entire Booster Gold
series. Very long series, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't on that
one. It only lasted 2 years, huh?
Yeah, something like that. At the time, that's when I was, literally collecting everything, I think, between the two. I'm not sure why. That one, I don't know, the whole hero out for money thing kind of turned me off at the time, and I could probably read it now and be okay. But, let's see, what else? What else have I been reading? I have been checking out another one that I got at the same sale that I got the East of West was one called Lazarus by Greg Rucka, and I don't know who. Let me see.
Is that Michael Lark?
I believe it is Michael Lark, yes. Mm-hmm. And wow, am I hooked on that.
Yeah,
in fact, I've got this first volume, and I could read more, but they've got they solicited the first two trades either again or for the first time. I got them on DCBS. I ordered both the volumes, so I'll be double-dipping the first volume and having a brand-new one. And it's just, it's some cool stuff. Post-apocalyptic stuff, which I like, and science fiction-ish and all kinds of good stuff. People get blown up and their swords and everything else. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
So, Lazarus, I think I've heard little bits. Is it different families, crime families?
Basically, the crime families have taken over the world pretty much. And whether it's something happened where it let them seize power, so they own different territories over the earth, and there's different kinds of people. You have family, you have the serfs, and the waste, they call them, which is everybody else. All the rest of the, they don't contribute to the family in any way, so they're called waste. These different families, and each family has what's called a Lazarus, a Lazarus, and, we have a visitor.
Hey!
Hey there!
Hey!
What's up? I'm recording, buddy.
Who's not there?
Yeah, I know. You need to go. I'm recording my podcast. You need to go for a little bit, okay? I'll see you later. All right. Anyway, each one of them has a Lazarus, and they're basically genetically engineered soldiers. And they're tough as nails, and they can have real good recuperative powers and everything else. And she thinks that she is part of the family. The one that you're seeing is a female. He does really good female characters. So anyway, I guess each one has one, and it's like you come in the middle of a power struggle in one of the families, and yeah, it's interesting stuff. So it's kind of like Dallas, but in the future with droids.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like here, the brother and sister are in the kitchen, and they're trying to kill each other. You know, with what she pulls a knife off of an apple that somebody was slicing an apple up, and so anyway, yeah, it's interesting stuff. Very interesting.
And that's Image?
Yes, Image is publishing it. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. I really liked it. One of the things that, like, book, comic books and movies both, I seem like if I go into something, and it doesn't always happen, but I have no idea what it's about, and I read it, that's so much better than, like, oh, you hear all this hype, and, oh, well, you know, the internet's got spoilers out the yin-yang these days, and, you know, and everything else, and it was like a really, it was on sale, Rucka did it, I loved his Batwoman, his first thing that he did, and I've been wanting to read some of his creator-owned stuff, so I've been hearing a lot of buzz about it, and so I picked it up, and as well as Queen and Country Volume 1 and the first two volumes of Stump Down, which that's another entry later on. I've read the first volume of Stump Down, and that's awesome. Right. So anyway, that's
great.
That's my next one, Lazarus. Great work, yeah.
Well, he usually does good stuff.
Oh yeah, he's great. I didn't like he did Punisher a while back. And I didn't really care for it. But you know, they all can't be gems, I guess.
So, all right. Well, that's, I don't know. I haven't read much more. I've been.
Yeah, well, we're about at an hour, so.
Getting shorter and shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's okay. It just means I need to find new stuff.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do since, you know, like I said, you know, we've been saying, and leave it on we'll try to leave it on a positive note. There is still stuff out there, and if you, even superhero stuff, there's some, well, I guess the stuff at Valiant is superhero-y. But you know, like, the one you brought up, The Saviors, that was really good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to branch out to other stuff by writers that I, really like. So I'm going to try to look at some of Ed Brubaker's stuff soon too. And, you know, I'm going to try to actually get a physical copy of one of Rucka's, creator-owned things, because he's going to be at that convention I'm going to, and I'd like to get him signed something.
Oh, yeah.
So, and talk to him about it, especially Stump Down. I might try to find that, because I would say it on Facebook, it reminds me a lot of the Rockford Files, which I was a big fan of when I was a kid, and it reminds me of that, and according to Caleb, that's exactly, or well, actually, I think it was Evan Meadows is that his name? Meadows?
Yep.
Yeah. I want to make sure I get that right. You know, that's exactly what he was going for. So I would love to talk to him about that. But yeah, that kind of stuff, it's really good. So, and yeah, anyway, so that's what I got.
All righty. Well, that's all I got. So.
All right. Well, that's all I got too. I am, let's wrap this thing up. I'm on call and I've gotten a call every couple hours. So surprised you got through this without one. So anyway, as usual, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelawnbox.com and let us know what you think. And what was I going to say? Oh, I just remembered something. There was a book on that Image is putting out. Oh, Dark Horse is putting out that is written by the same people that do the Amelia Cole book. And I don't remember the name of it, but I'll try to remember it for next time. Anyway, let's see, where was he? Oh yeah, email. Yes, go to Facebook, talesfromlongbox.com. You can get us on there and join the conversation with all our elite bunch of comic book aficionados. And as always, you can comment on the actual episodes themselves and let us know what's going on. And hey, you know, those iTunes people, man, put a comment on there or something. I don't have iTunes installed. For all I know, there's a whole bunch of them on there, but I haven't gotten an email saying anything, so I don't know. Anyway, just say hey. If that's all you do, say hey, then that's fine. I mean, you know, just so we know you're listening. And that's about it for this week. And we're out.